discover that fantastic point where science and magic meet. Welcome to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Your host is Alejandra, the internationally known healer, teacher, and author. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com. Healing with the Rainbow Rays will inform, inspire, uplift, illuminate, and transform you. This show explores all the different metaphysical, self-help, ascension, and holistic realms of consciousness. And its underlying theme is the art of color energy healing. Here is Alejandra.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. Hey, it's going to be an exciting one today because our guest that we have on, he hasn't been on at least, well, I'm going to say it's probably a good year, maybe a little longer, and it seemed like it was about time we had him back. And it's perfect timing, too, because we're going to be looking at 2016, which a lot of people are real interested in since we've just been in it about a month now, as it is February 1st today. But before I bring him on, I want to give the call-in number. He's going to do readings. And the call-in is 347-945-6930. One more time, 347-945-6930. And that's to be on the switchboard. Put your hand up if you would like a reading or want to make a comment or anything like that. And we have the chat room open. And I just checked in there, and it's filling up. So, and shout-out to Stephen for holding down the fort. Thank you, Stephen. We see some regulars here as well. Welcome back, and anybody new, welcome. And if you want a reading in the chat room, we're just doing it in order with the people that have come in on the switchboard. So so far everyone's going to be able to get a reading because it's early times, but as the time goes on, when we felt more and more, it may be a little more difficult. We can't say for sure whether we'll be able to get you in, but certainly anybody who's on now, it will be getting one. And let's see, I have one announcement before we bring on Michael, and that is I just set it up today. Our webinar for February will be on February 16th, Tuesday. It's at 5 p.m. Pacific, and it'll probably be around an hour and a half to 2 hours, and it's Atomic Acceleration Part 1. I've had a number of people ask me about my Atomic Acceleration meditation techniques, which I first started working with the end of 1990s, and I have about five of them now, and I'm probably going to be putting a sixth out. We'll be doing half of them because that's about all the time we'll have to be able to fit the first half. But they're really amazing meditations. MP3 will be recorded, and you can come to the live web, and then afterwards I edit and add music, and it goes to the people who have signed up to come, as well as it goes up on the store for sale. So if you can come live, that's really great. And if you can't make it, well, you'll have it and be able to see what we did. And for everyone, you'll be able to put it on any time and use that as a guide to take yourself into atomically accelerating. And it's exactly as it sounds. You're going to speed up the vibratory rate of your body. Many people have mystical experiences, even, you know, what you'd even call the Siddha type of experiences that yogis and adepts experience. There's no real limit. And at the very least, when you're first starting out, it'll be a really great meditation. So it just takes practice, of course, to get those stages. But anytime you do it, you've already started on that road. And so it's kind of a popular subject, and it's needed its own webinar. It's never had its own webinar. And, you know, I've been thinking about doing it in the studio, and I thought, well, why don't we just do it as a webinar, because it's more fun to do it when people are there, and it'll already be done just as though I did it in the studio. So combine two things, and it's working out better this way. So I just came up with it today. I'm looking at, because I don't have any prep time for it. This is stuff that I've worked with. So I'm just putting it out 2 weeks. So everyone has up until probably Monday the 15th to register. Not quite sure how much it is, but it's very reasonable. I have yet to create the little blurb that goes on the website and Facebook. Give me a few days, but I'll get it up. If you're interested anyway, just give me a call, 408-986-8550, if you want to know more about it. But even though I have it on the schedule, I still need to do the little blurb on it and get it out there and give the details so people know how to register. Okay, so that's all from me right now. Again, the call-in is 347-945-6930, and also the chat room is open, and we're filling up rapidly here on the computer. So anyway, what I do is when people come on here, I keep my own notes here so we know who's come on when, and everything is written down here. And sometimes the switchboard does weird things like flips numbers around and that type of thing. So I have it in the order that people called in. So I have one up on the switchboard there. I figured out what it does, and I figured it out. So I want to make sure everybody's done in order, because a lot of people wait a long time to get their reading. Okay, but there's some things we're going to talk to Michael about initially, and I can't wait to bring him on here. I'm going to do his intro. And then after we have a little back-and-forth talk and that kind of thing, enlighten you on what's to come, he'll begin the readings. All right, so Michael Brill is back, and he has a Master's of Education, has been a numerologist since 1985. He has over 40 years of combined experiences as an educator and trainer in public and private schools, college, business, and government. This includes 10 years' experience in the aerospace industry, together with 2 years at NASA. He's written 4 books, appeared on Fox and public television, and over 600 radio programs globally. Woo! That's quite a resume there. Since 1985, Michael's developed and practiced a theory that melds the sciences of numerology and quantum physics with the concepts of, gematria and reincarnation. He calls it cosmic numerology and quantum numbers. Ooh, that kind of thing. Anyway, he's an awakener, and he uses cosmic numerology and quantum numbers to help individuals and businesses clarify their goals and time for their actions. His purpose is to provide others with the tools they'll need to assure both professional and social success. As a catalyst, he can help reawaken your soul to its true destiny and life calling by helping you remember the divine plan you co-wrote. He's available for workshops, private consultations, and group presentations, and he can be reached at, in Tucson, Arizona at 561-866-5479. Again, 561-866-5479, and his email is awakener28@gmail.com. His website, of course, is what? www.awakener.com. It looks like he's had a move since I last talked to him. I think he was in Florida on the east coast when I last talked to him. So it looks like he's moved inland now quite a bit, close to California where I am here in Tucson. So anyway, let's open up the line here and bring him on. Hi,
hello.
Michael. Welcome back to the show. Hi.
Good evening. I have to shorten that intro to just, hi, this is Michael, let's go.
Well, we've got an hour and a half show, so we've only dug into less than 10 minutes, so I think absolutely we're doing good here, and hopefully if we run over a little bit, you wouldn't mind staying if we get some last minute in there. But anyway, so good to have you back again, and you have done a move, it looks like, huh?
Well, I have about, let's see, I got an hour and a half and about 6 years worth of stories. let me just give you the highlight. I left Hollywood, Florida, and was directed to move west, and I came out here to Tucson, and everything just kind of fell together. I found the ideal place. I'm on the northeast corner of town. If you're familiar with Tucson, I'm between Manch and Sabino Canyon. Way out there, but gorgeous area. And just got back from China. I was teaching numerology over there. It's another long story. But let me just put a plug in. I got a product that's almost finished. I told you about this before, my calculator. And it's close. I would think in the next 2 to 3 months, it'll be tested and ready. And what this does is you could type in any dream, any question, and what you'll get, the question has to be a how, a what, or a why, and then you'll get a string of numbers. If you push a button, those numbers are then explained to you verbally from a voice file. You don't have to figure anything out.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
This is your invention, right?
Yeah. This is my baby.
Wow.
This is the simple version that's coming out. In about 2 years, there'll be I'm working on a new psychology for humanity based on mathematics. And what I've got so far pretty much is 100% accurate.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. People can then purchase it then for their personal use.
I want to talk about the personal year tonight. And before we do that, I need to lay out to people 2016, 2016 equals 9. And we go through what's called a 9-year cycle. In the 9th year, everything draws to a close. It's pretty emotionally intense, and a lot of residue and unresolved issues come up in your face. Now, this is for the world at large that's using the Western calendar. The reason this is such an intense year is the way you determine your personal year is you take your month and day of birth. Let's say it's today, February 1st. You add the month, February, which is 2, second month, to number 1, and you get 3. You're a 3 achievement number. Or if you're born February 28th, add 2 to 28, you get 30. 3 plus 0 equals 3, and you're still a 3 achievement number. So you then take that number and you add it to the number 9, 2016, add it up. And the reason this is intense is the number you're using, your month and day of birth, is called your achievement number. This is your core issue with 99% of the people. It's the core issue. Ultimately, it becomes your greatest strength. The only way you can get there is to stop doing things to be loved or trying to maintain control and start doing what you love. And we go through 9-year cycles throughout our life in order to learn this lesson. So as an example, with the United States, which, by the way, is in a 2-personal year with a 9 universal year under the surface. What this is saying is this is a year for cooperation and partnership. It's actually going to be a year of dissension because it's an 11/2. 1 and 1 makes 2. So 11 indicates zealousness. And here we are in the middle of political elections where everybody thinks their candidate walks on water and everybody else is a thief and a crook and they're willing to go to war for it. It really comes down to arguing over the color of God's hat is really what it is. You know, you got two groups of people on either side of this lane. And God comes down the lane, bejeweled, belighted, heavenly, radiating love. Everybody's feeling fabulous. And after God passes by, one group says to the other, wow, God was fabulous. And they go, yeah, it was. You know, but, you know, I really like that blue hat. But the other side only saw a red hat. So they argue over the color of the hat, and we go to war. Not over the concept of what it's all about, but over our perceptions of the way it should be. And that's the difficulty that we're in for the next few years and have been. I've been writing about this for about 5 years now. This year, which is an election year, is going to be very dramatic. It doesn't matter who they put in office, Mickey Mouse, Donald Trump, or Hillary Clinton. None of them are really going to be able to do what needs to be done because they're not leaders. Leaders only come every generation, every 20, 30 years, we get a leader. And so what we have are politicians, and where everybody just wants to be left alone, have a nice life. Once you get into politics, it's all about expediency and getting your point across. And so it's going to be a very intense year. If we go back to 2008, which was a one universal year, 2008 makes 10, that was when the bottom fell out of the economic market globally. Now, this is the ninth year of that cycle where we should be shaking things off and preparing for a new beginning in 2017. Instead, in 2009, we weren't cooperative. In 2011, foundations weren't being worked on. In 2013, there wasn't enough compassion. And then last year, 2015, which was an eight universal year, we saw an increase in violence, whether it's in the streets of our country or cities or involving terrorists in other countries. Worldwide, there was an increase in violence. Worldwide, there was difficulty with economics and financial issues. And this is going to continue until, as a group, as people decide to put in leaders instead of managers, politicians, or business people. We need somebody with a vision that has integrity. And I don't care what political party they're with, that's what we need. And I think the next couple of years are going to be very intense and very difficult. It may be 5 or 6 years before we really begin to pull out. But that doesn't mean it's going to be bad.
Some of the worst stuff can affect some of the most radical change. It takes sometimes getting into a really bad place before people wake up and go, wait a minute, maybe we need to shift. There's always that side of it.
You're right, and because they just don't wake up. But the good thing here is if people wake up one by one and start living and doing what they love, which is what they all came here to do anyway. It's in your chart. It's in your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing what you love or maintaining control, do what you love. If 15% of a group changes their attitude, that 15% begins to influence the other 85. There's a French mathematician that figured it out. I don't know what the theory is. So this is a really intense year where your core issue is in your face, but you can also turn it around and make that core issue your greatest strength this year. You just need to pay some attention, and I'm going to give you a little exercise right now. Actually, I'm going to come back to it. What I want you to do, everybody, is get a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, and I'm going to give you a couple of exercises a little bit later that you can do, one that will integrate yourself, and the other it's going to reveal to you, do you do things to be loved, maintain control, or do you love doing what you do? So we can do that a little bit later. All right.
Sounds good. All right. So now why don't you just briefly explain, and then maybe we should probably go to the phone lines because we're getting quite a few people wanting to talk with you. Is I wanted to ask one more question. Just explain briefly cosmic numerology. Maybe I kind of did in the intro, but if you want to say a little bit more about it, that would be great, because this is something that takes numerology to whole other levels, and, of course, that really interests me, because it isn't obviously the standard numerology, although there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that it sounds like you've taken it and thought about it into whole other levels. And so can you briefly define what it means for you?
Cosmic numerology is composed of four aspects. The first is classical numerology, as developed by the Greek Pythagoras, and that's what we generally use here in the West. The second aspect deals with quantum dynamics. In spirituality and religion, we call it free will. In the quantum field, it's potential. The third aspect is called gematria. This is an ancient Kabbalistic art where the Jewish people who had their own numerology system would take the words in their language, which had no vowels, by the way, and turn them into numbers. And then they would interpret these numbers and be able to give messages because of the vibratory frequency. The fourth piece is reincarnation. And I believe, and I've seen, our ego and our soul form a yin-yang shape and then select the letters of our name and the numbers of our birthday as well as our birth or adoptive families before we ever get here. And then what I do is after you've picked your name and your birthday and your birth family, you forget because we hit this veil between the celestial and earthly realm, and the celestial self can't operate in this dense energy on this third dimension. And so it has to recalibrate. In that process, the ego develops an abandonment issue from the universe. It's cut off. It's alone. It's been abandoned. And then when they cut the umbilical cord, that's reinforced. So at that point, everybody begins to do things either to be loved or maintain control. All I want to get across to the audience, 2 points. One, there's nobody on this planet with your fingerprints. Therefore, you're one of a kind and unique. Two, if you're always doing the best you can, whether it's putting nail polish on or making a meal or doing what you do for a living, as long as you're doing the best you can, because there's no one like you, you are automatically the best in the universe at what you do. In order for you to stay in that perception, you're going to hire what I call trainers, employees, people that push your buttons, embarrass, humiliate, betray, belittle, lie, cheat. All these things they do, and you know they've shown up because your blood pressure goes up 100 points instantly, or you're tied up in guts down in your stomach. In either case, mentally go to your head and take a step to the side in your head and say to yourself, oh, one of my employees have shown up. What am I paying them to teach me today? If you can change that perspective, keeping in mind your own uniqueness, then you don't have to be loved and you don't have to control. Because you realize you pay them energetically to show up and teach you a lesson. Learn the lesson, they go away.
Wow. That's so great. I've never heard anyone else but you talk about it in that way. It makes it very simple to understand, but very profound.
Yeah. It's everything is simple. We have a tendency to complicate it. You know, you want to manifest anything in your life? Then my tagline is, life is like a restaurant. Order what you want, expect it to arrive. When we go to the restaurant and we order food, we never doubt that what we ordered is coming out. We go about our business. That's the secret to manifestation. Order what you want with no emotional attachment to the outcome. Go about your business and let the universe surprise you.
They're saying from the chat room, Lori says, that's an awesome explanation. But I have a question for you because I have my idea how I like things to be slightly altered at times in terms of dishes on the restaurant. Like, you know, if there's a side thing I don't care for, I ask for, is there another option? And, you know, a few things about it, but I'm actually a very good tipper and very good customer. It's just, and a lot of the regulars know, oh, yeah, she wants it this way or that way. And it comes out that way. So is that okay, too, if you're specific about what you want on the menu?
You have to be specific. If I walk into the restaurant and the wait staff says to me, what do you want? I said, man, I'm really hungry. Bring me some food. Well, they can go out to the garbage can, get some food, put it on a plate and give it to me. And I'll go, what is it? It's garbage. Well, you want your food? No. I want a hamburger done well. I want the lettuce and tomato on the side. I want butter on the bun. I want. And you state it, and then you go about your business.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Then it's okay because I've been compared to lovingly by family members as Sally in When Harry Met Sally, if you remember the movie and how she ordered.
Yes.
Did you ever see it? So I'm like Sally.
I think more
and more people are doing that, you know, getting more specific about things. And, I mean, there's no point if you're going to pay a fair amount for a lunch or dinner. And things could be, you know, there's a few things on it that just, you know, and it's easily shifted out. And then you're done with it. I think you should be able to get what you pay for, you know.
Nice.
Kind of where I'm with it. So I think that could be translated to life as well, sounds like.
You should always
be not too picky.
You know,
anyway, oh, that's great. That's a great thing, though.
It's a question of belief, Alejandra. Do we really believe? Do we really have faith? You know, one of my biggest disappointments in life is when I was a child, I went to see Peter Pan. And there was a scene that after she was blown up by the bomb that she took to Peter from the birthday present from Captain Hook, Peter looks at the audience and says, if you believe in fairies, clap your hands. And everybody starts to clap and they believe. And then he says, you know, the light gets a little brighter and he keeps getting us to clap louder and yell more, and the light gets bright and Tink comes back to life and flies around and everybody cheers. That scene was taken out of the movie. That's no longer
in
the movie.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that. But you know what? The fairy kingdom, it's actually a real truth, because they feel more solidified, if that's not really the word, more almost, they kind of rely on us to recognize them. They become more tangible. For some reason, there is a really a desire to be known by the humans. And that's where we split off a few hundred years ago, where it got so, you know, the fairies have gone, you know, kind of thing. And now they're coming back because the belief that, and the, you know, the understanding that they exist, that this nature kingdom is coming back more and more. And so they're more available to us again. I don't feel like I explained it really well, but I think that scene is very profound. The more you believe, and the light increases, you know?
Absolutely. If you're out in the forest and you come across a clearing, and there's a big stack of rocks in that clearing, that's really a portal to the fairy world,
yeah.
And you have to ask permission, and you can go over and sit down there and maybe enter that world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I so agree with you there. So, oh, goodness, Will, I'm looking at the time here. Maybe we should get you going. Are you all right to start some reading?
I'm ready.
You're ready.
Right, so
I can tell you're just ready. You're jazzed, man. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's. This is what I usually do, because it's been a while since you've been on and a million other programs. So what I do is I open up the one line at a time, and I mention the area code and ask their first name and where they're calling from. Now, you may need much more than that. So what would you like me to ask of them, and should they ask a question, or you want to just do little quick things of what you see coming, or how would you like to do it?
Okay, what I need is your first name and your birthday. Now, if you went to court and legally changed your name, I would need the date the court signed that paper, because you chose to be reborn, even though there was nothing wrong with your other name. I always tell my clients, never change your name. You've already guaranteed success. So I need your first name and your month and day of birth. I don't need the year, just the month and day of birth. Your first name, month and day of birth. If you want to know about relationships, give me your middle name and your month and day of birth. If you don't have a middle name, it implies you're here to learn how to interact with other people in a more proactive way. You can also ask me a question. After I get your month and day of birth, you can pick a topic. It could be about finances. It could be relationship, family, work, health, your life in general, even the future. And also, if you want, I can tell you what your year is going to have in store. Now, I'm going to try and limit myself to about 3 to 4 minutes at the most for each person.
Yes, that's what we usually do. And that's why I tell everyone, please don't ask a lot of things that they can contact you for a more in-depth reading, because we want to be fair, and so many people are waiting that we want to be able to give everyone a chance. So, but if you just want to ask about relationships, all you have to do is give the middle name, right?
Yeah, month and day of birth.
How it appears on the birth certificate.
Yes.
And your month and day of birth, that you don't need to do first name then. Okay, I think we have it here. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and it's going to be delicious. And I do encourage everyone to download this when it's an archive later, because sometimes you can't take quick enough notes, or you'll forget a lot of it, and you'll be able to listen to it again. And also, just, you know, Michael's going to be putting out tidbits of wisdom throughout the show, and for other people's readings, you'll go, oh, my God, I really relate to that. So you'll find that you learn from other people's readings and from a lot of the stuff that was discussed. So please, it's free, of course, download the Blog Talk archive of this show so you can have your reading. And also, if you can listen through the computer after you get your reading, we'll hang you up. But if you have not a way to do that and you want to hear the show, of course we'll mute you still. It'll just clear the switchboard a little, but I'm totally okay with you staying on there unless there's, you know, you have another option. Of course, if you're in the chat room already, we'll hang you up because you're already in the chat room. Okay, and we'll be going between switchboard and chat room here. So here we go. Let's open up first.
Okay, one more quick thing. Let me send you to my website, which is awakener.com. Click on your year from the main menu. When that opens up, go down to the bottom, and there's a two-part article on 2016 with very specifics for each personal year, more than I'll say tonight.
Great.
So that's
awakener.com,
your year from the main menu, and then go down to the bottom of that section. All right, let's go. I'm ready.
All righty, here we go. Let's open up the line for, come on now, here we go. We're out of the retrograde now. Okay, 805, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Donna and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Donna. We've seen a lot of you lately. I'm glad to hear you again. Okay, so I guess we're going to need, if you want relationships, we need your middle name. If you want some other thing, just your first, which is Donna. I'm assuming that's on your birth certificate. But we'll need your birth date, just the month and day.
Okay, I pretty much wanted to know what the year had in store for me. So I don't know, you know, with relationships or finances. My name is Donna Mary, and I was born April 22nd.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Let me start off first. 4 and 22 make 26. 2 and 6 make 8. Have you had health issues in your pelvic area?
Kind of. In the hip I've had, the hip, the lower back, I've had little problems.
Okay, you've been taking on too much responsibility, being a bit of a perfectionist, and doing for everybody else before you've been doing for yourself. You need to do a lot more for yourself. Last year was a pretty difficult year for you.
Yeah.
It was 7. You had to learn to be patient, let go, and truly develop faith. If you did, this year could be good for you financially, more recognition, an increase in your abundance. If you didn't learn patience and letting go of control, then there could be some financial issues coming up for you this year. The whole year is about you stepping into your power, using your innate wisdom, knowledge, and expertise, and stop being the martyr and overly sensitive to everybody else, but become the mentor. Learn to ask questions. Let people resolve things themselves instead of you fixing them. You're the leader. You're not the manager. You have to set the tone and the inspiration for other people. The O is the first vowel in your name, indicates a bit of a sweet tooth. And if you have some health issues, they may be stomach, intestinal, or digestive because you don't always trust your intuition. The A on the end of your name brings, oh, shoot, when you don't trust the intuition. It's like a sticky note from your soul that says, hey, pay attention. Trust what you feel. If it feels right, do it. If it doesn't, don't. That's how simple life is. Okay?
Wow.
And I did have intestinal bacteria overgrowth, So, you know, I think I have learned my lesson from last year, and I am patient, so I'm really, you know, looking forward to a good financial year.
It could be good if you have a business you want to expand, you want to open up your business, it's all good. But do it before October, because that's when you start heading into a 9-year, which is about endings, not about beginning a business.
Oh, I see. So before October. Let me just ask you, was there anything in there about a relationship coming? Because I'm really, really trying, and then I'll let you go.
Well, the difficulty with the relationship, your first name, your middle name, Mary?
Yes, M-A-R-Y.
Is a 3. So you're basically, you're romantic, but you're not very emotionally intimate. You don't always speak what you feel in your heart. You'll have a tendency to hold it, and then there's this small thermonuclear explosion. You're fine in about 30 seconds, having blown everything out, but everybody else is slowly dying from radiation poisoning. You need to learn to speak more quickly, okay? And as far as a relationship is concerned, go to my website.
What is it again?
It's awakener.com, awakener.com. Click on exercises and go to the one that's called How to Find the Ideal Partner.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Great. Yeah, I'll do that, definitely. Awakener.com.
Yeah. Now, let me just throw this in. If people will send me an email, michael@awakener.com. That's michael@awakener.com. I will email you the two-part article on 2016. That's michael@awakener.com. Just say, send me the article in the subject. Thank you.
And that's okay. A-W-A-K-E-N-E-R?
Correct.
Thank you so
much,
Michael.
Okay, we got to go, Donna. Good luck on everything. We'll talk to you later. I'll put you on mute.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, please.
All right, have a good week. Okay, here we go. Next one. 303, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Allison, calling from Arizona. I love numerology. My birth date is, hi, Michael, my birth, great website, by the way. My birth date is March 15, and my area of interest is, I would say, you know, money/career, since they are related.
Okay. First of all, hello, Allison. Let me just say with the AL, you have cold fingers and toes. You like order, system, and structure, and don't find people to be too reliable. But you, I don't want to call you a workaholic, but you like work because what do I need to do? What do I have to do it with? And when is it due? So you're either a clean freak or you don't clean at all, but you do vacuum because you like to see concrete results for your efforts.
You are spot on, and I am a clean freak, yes.
Okay. the month and day, March 15th, comes out to be 18. 1 and 8 reduces to 9. Do you have any low back pain?
Do I have back pain?
Yes. You said you had some pain at the time.
I have a lower back, an old lower back injury specifically, yes.
Now, when that back pain come, because you've taken too much on your back, you've given up your power due to a lack of confidence, and you start doing too much for everybody else. This year is the end of a cycle that started for you in 2008. It can be very emotionally intense, or you can recognize that this is the year to let go of the residue. Because you made a decision 2 years ago what you wanted to do with your life. Now you got a clean house, get rid of everything you don't need, polish up your skills, and be ready in 2017 to start your new life.
Yes.
Okay. What was what was the other question?
Well, it was concerning finances and work this year. I have a part-time job, and I need more work.
Right. Give me the first three single-digit numbers between 1 and 9 that pop into your head, real quick. Quick.
Do they have to be the same number? Can they be the same number or different numbers?
Quick. Don't ask. Quick. Three numbers, single digits.
2, 2, 2, 3.
Okay. All right. So what these numbers, and if anybody else just did that, write down those numbers, your own numbers. What these numbers represent are the emotions before they're actually into this conscious state, pre-conscious, subconscious. And the word or the sound of the number is revealing the emotions under the surface. So when it comes to money and finance and success, the first two is you need to have a partnership with spirit, not just with people. The second two, speak up in a timely fashion, let go of emotional and sentimental attachments. Three is overcome any feelings of inadequacy, learn to speak up, and 2, 2, 3 makes 7. And so let go of your fear of not being a success or not being good enough. Trust in the universe that what feels right in your heart has been given to you, and if you do that, you'll be a success. Don't look for too much this year because you're closing out the books. By October, you're going to be very antsy to get started on this new project, and by January, you're going to be rolling. Okay?
Wow. Excellent. Thank you.
Sounds great, Allison.
Love
Thanks for calling.
Love
Is this your first time?
Thank you.
Is this your first time calling in, Allison?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yes.
Hope you come back. Would you like me to put you on mute,
yes,
or do you want to hang up, listen to? Okay, I'll
do
that.
I'll on mute. It's fine. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Allison. Take care. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Week. All right. Let's go to Stephen in the chat room. He's one of our regulars. His birth date is February 28th, 1981, and I think he just wants to see, you know, probably whatever you pick up.
Okay. Hello, Steve. Is he there?
He's
in
chat
room. Okay. Let me wish you a happy birthday.
Stephen, usually. No.
Stephen, I'm just going to take the STE, which is an 8-2. And your month and day of birth, 228, comes out to be 30, which reduces to 3. And so you're quite intelligent. You're very visual. You love music. You don't always finish what you start because your energy is way too scattered. Generally has to do with not wanting to be judged by other people because you already know how good you are. So then don't worry about the judgment. They're only your employees. This year for you, about 2 years ago, you started something. Last year, you made some progress. This year, you really need to give it birth. Bring it up. Get it out there. Make it happen. Whatever it is that you're working on. The challenge is that feeling of inadequacy underneath the surface. It creates friction, which eventually could lead to some difficulty with your hips. From the standpoint of friction causes irritation. Irritation causes inflammation. Inflammation can go into your hip joint. It's about moving forward in great confidence, and all of a sudden, well, I don't know, let me think about this. And then moving forward again, back and forth and back and forth. You need to just move forward. Everything is going to work the way it's supposed to. The S says you're seldom satisfied. You're always trying to make things better. You're very physical. You like physical contact, hand holding, kissing, touching, hugging, all very important to you to help ground you. Being born in February, there's a 90% probability one of your parents, probably your dad, may not have been emotionally or even physically present as you were growing up. This also applies to people born in the month of November. The S, T, and E in your first name is an 8-2 combination, indicating you know what everybody else wants. Why don't they know what you want? That's why you have to be more emotionally intimate and speak up and not worry about being rejected or criticized by people. Hey, they're on the payroll, right? So once you get over these feelings of inadequacy, you're the manifester, the writer, the artist, the speaker. There's nothing you cannot do, but you've got to limit yourself to 2 or 3 things at a time, not 10. You need to focus and finish. And as something begins and it's moving along, start the second thing. When that one's moving along, start the third. But don't try 3 things at the same time. You don't have the energy to focus on it and make it all successful, which feeds back into the feeling of inadequacy. Okay? Thanks, Steve.
Good. That sounds good. I know a lot about Steve. That sounded really great. So we also have Lori in the chat room. She said that, she did change her name a certain time, but Lori is L-O-R-I. Her birth date is 12-14-70, but she has a date when she did change her second name, which I think is a last name. So why don't we just go with Lori, I guess.
If she changed her last name, she's changed her energy. So I need that new birth.
I don't know if it's the last name or middle. Lori, could you let me know if the AYCN is the middle or last?
If she changed her name in any way, went to court, and the court signed the paper, I need the date the court signed that paper.
Okay, yeah, she says, no, it's not her last name, so that must be her middle. And the date that she did that was December 12, 1991.
Okay, so Lori, how you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, 12 and 12 make 24. 2 and 4 make 6. You're in a 33-6 year in 2016. 33 is a master number, indicating it's quite possible you can step into your power as a master healer, master teacher, if you've let go of your tendency to be the master martyr and take on too much for everybody else. Because the birthday of 12-12, which makes 24, and 2 and 4 is 6, you had unrealistic expectations, perfectionist tendencies, taking on too much responsibility, winding up as a martyr at times, getting too involved in everybody's stuff and avoiding your own. This is all about you with this 2 and 4 that makes the 6, is assisting other people in building foundations by mentoring, counseling, and advising. Whether you do massage work, whether you just talk to people that come to you, whatever it is, you have this ability this year to heal by laying on hands, by speaking with your voice, or by sending energy over long distances. The LAU in your first name is a 7-1 combination, which indicates your identity comes from doing for other people. Well, you got to make yourself your first priority. Because if you don't do for yourself, you're not going to be happy. And if you're not happy, you're doing it to be loved or maintaining control. In either case, it could lead to a health issue. So this year for you is also a good year for real estate, for buying, for selling, for fixing things up. Watch your weight. Make sure you exercise. You may have a tendency to eat too much, especially if, when your moods are out of sync. And if you have health issues, the A is the first vowel, could indicate neck up, eyes, ears, nose, throat, teeth, maybe sinus, maybe headache, maybe TMJ. That's it. Is there anything else?
Well, we need to move on. She was going into several other areas, which we won't have time to do. Is that okay? Because we've got so many coming on here. I just filled up 2 whole pages, so we want to be able to get to everyone. So anyway, thanks for Lori, and let's go back to the switchboard to, let me see where it's moved now, hold on. They said they go all over the place. I don't see one of this, what I had, I don't see on anymore. Okay, we'll go to the next one, and that should be 719. Okay, we'll put the line here, 971, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kay and I'm calling from New York.
Did you say Kay?
Yeah, you.
Yes, I did.
Okay, like K-A-Y.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. And a birthday?
May 5th, 1986, so 5-5.
May 5th, 5-5. Okay, Kay. Let's start with the fact that being born on 5-5, that equals 10. It also says you want to do what you want, when you want, where you want, anytime, anywhere, with whoever you want, for as long as you want. You've had difficulty with authority most of your life because you feel you're here to do what you want to do, and that's true. You're here to be a leader. Your 5-5 birthday comes out to be 10. Anytime zero is attached to a number, it implies direct spiritual assistance, but that assistance can't be there unless you specifically request it. That's what free will is about, asking for this help. You wind up taking on too much responsibility. At times, this is how you get part of your identity. The K being the 11th letter of the alphabet, a little overly empathetic at times, and at other times, you don't really give 2 cents. And it's okay to have that attitude. You're here to lead, to shift the paradigm, but you need confidence. You made some decisions 3 years ago, what you were going to do with your life. This is the year for you to now start making it happen. This is a 3-month. February is a 3-month. So it's about creativity, being very social, going out, having a nice time. Not a whole lot of responsibility this month, but about the last week of February, moving into March, a lot more things are going to be put on your platter. I also do projections for the future, very specifically for people. Information is on the website at awakener.com. So the whole thing this year, be a little more compassionate with yourself. Let go of those expectations and agendas and move to intentions. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was good, Kay. Do you want to continue to listen on here or listen through the computer?
On here is fine. Thanks.
Okay. So I'll put you on mute and have a great week. Okay, here we go to area code 402. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Diane from Nebraska. Thank you for taking my call tonight.
Hi. Yeah, okay, so your birth date, Diane?
It is March 24. And I was just calling for a general to see what you get.
Okay.
I really enjoyed the show.
Diane, and thank you so much for calling in.
Yep.
Let me just make a couple quick notes. Okay, so the D makes you reliable and dependable. You like things orderly and systematic, but the I can make you very intense. The A makes you mental, and then the N and the E can make you a little impulsive sometimes. The month and day of birth, 3/24 equals 27. 2 and 7 make 9. So this is a 9-year for you. This, too, is a cycle that began in 2008 and is coming to an end. Get rid of the residue. This year being a 36-9, don't get overly involved with other people. This is all about ending. Speak up in a timely fashion. Speak what you feel in your heart. Learn to overcome your feelings of inadequacy. And above all, learn to do what you love, not to be loved and maintain control. Your month and day of birth equals 27. The 7 is let go of that need to be needed. The 2 is a little codependency. The 9, you go out of your way too much for everybody else. You don't like change unless you're making it, in which case it can't come fast enough. You need to set your ground rules. I don't know if you have arthritis. Do you have arthritis?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The arthritis is coming from doing for people when you really didn't want to, but didn't want to say no because you were a nice person. And so let's say the arthritis is in your hand and I want you to come into my house and paint. Now you can say no because your hand hurts without saying no. You have a legitimate excuse. You need to learn to speak up what you feel in your heart and stop worrying about what other people think or feel. There's a great article on the website on the first one. It's about abandonment issues and why we behave the way we do. I strongly recommend everybody reads that. It'll make your life make a lot more sense. Okay?
Okay. Sounds
okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
Sounds good, Diane. Thanks for calling. I'll put you back on mute. Did you? Okay, great. Have a good week. Let me find where you are. It keeps moving all over the place. I love this switchboard. Okay, you're 402. All right. So have a great one. And we're going to go on to, let's see, here it is. Area code 949, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from California. My name is Orchid.
Ooh, Orchid.
Thank you.
Cool.
But the spelling
What's
is
your
different?
Birth date, Orchid?
9/21/1978.
But it was September 21?
Yes, correct.
And how do you spell Orchid?
O-R-K-I-D-E.
O-R-K.
I-D-E.
Wow, I spelled it the usual way. Okay.
Okay, here we go. The O as the first letter in your name, there's a tendency to be a little perfectionistic, to take on way too much responsibility. The R makes you very intense. The first 6 years of your life, there could have been some family issues. And then beginning at the age of 7 until you were 15, there could have been some very intense times, especially at 7, 11, and 15. Those could have been pretty intense years for you. Your month and day of birth comes out to be 30. So again, with the 0, spirit is here for you. This is the year to really create and give birth, to let go of any doubt, any feeling of inadequacy. This can be a major year in your life to finally get over this hump. Because your ideas are good, your intelligence is fine, you don't like doing the same thing twice the same way, you don't like doing paperwork, You do like using your mind, and you turn things inside out just to give you a challenge. Get yourself focused, speak up in a timely fashion, and don't be afraid of what other people think. Remember, they're all your employees that you're paying. So, again, let go of these feelings of inadequacy. As I said at the very beginning, you're unique, you're kind. There's nobody else like you. You're the best at what you do.
Okay. Great advice. Thanks, Orchid. Call in again. Put you back on mute before you hear the rest of the show. Have a great week.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye. Okay, we're going to go up to switchboard here to area code 347. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tamika.
Tamika?
Yes.
And where are you calling from, Tamika?
From New York.
New York, and we need your birth month and day.
9-3.
And how do you spell your first name?
Tamika.
Okay. All right, we're ready. The T-A in your name comes out to be 3-1. That means you're a window shopper. You like to look at pretty things. You may not always buy, but you definitely like to look. Your month and day of birth comes out to be a 12-3. So your feeling of inadequacy is coming from a hypersensitivity to other people plus a lack of confidence in yourself. When you can trust your intuition, when you develop that confidence, then this three makes you a writer, artist, a creator, a manifester, witty, charming, highly intelligent, charismatic even. But that A on the end of your name, just like it was with Donna, brings, oh, shoot, when you don't trust what you feel because you're afraid it's not good enough. Anything you do, Tanita, if you do it the best you can, you want the best in the universe at what you do. And anybody that criticizes you is on your payroll. You're paying them to push your buttons, pull your chain, whatever it is. But believe in yourself and stop looking over your shoulder and start looking forward. You know what I mean by that?
Yes. Makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Visit the website, awakener.com, and read about how to make the right decision every time. Under exercises.
Okay. Thank you.
Sounds great. I can't wait to go over there later. So, okay, Tamika, good to hear from you again. And are you guys all get dug out of the snow in New York?
Yes, we are. It's drying up finally.
Good. Yeah, I don't get on to to see the news that often, so I'm not sure what was going on there. It was just pretty bad, I heard. Well, anyway, I'm going to put you back on mute. And thanks for coming on the show, and have a great week.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks. Okay, and we're going to go over to, again, they're all moving all over the place. I love it. Okay, that one. All right, our next one that I had down is not on here now. So sometimes they can't wait for various reasons. And so hold on. We have Supernatural Radio in the chat room, and let's see, I think it's a woman, but I don't have her data. Let me just double check, see if she wrote it in there and I missed it. She says she's called in. Okay, I haven't gotten her on here yet then, so... we'll have to do it this way. Supernatural Radio, can you write in your zip code, or your area code, sorry, and then I'll see if I can find you on the switchboard. We'll do it that way. I do have her other stats, Michael, her first name and her birth date, if we have to do it that way. She's not sure. Okay. She said she went through Skype. But let's just do it this way. It's Corinne. C-O-R-R-I-N-E. Her birth date is 2/15/66.
2/15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello, Corinne. The C-O, the first vowel consonant combination, which is in my book, Numerology for Decoding Behavior, with all the answers in the book. You can be a little unforgiving or sarcastic towards people that don't appreciate what you've done for them. Your birthday, 2/15, comes out to be 17. 1 and 7 equals 8. So a couple of things here. Again, with February, probability one of your parents, maybe your dad, was not emotionally present as you were growing up. Your month and day of birth, 17/8. With that 8, it could be health issues in your pelvic area. If the answer is yes, then, and I ask this to every woman who gives me her month and day of birth and it turns out to be an 8, because 8 is about self-empowerment. Women are not really allowed to be self-empowered or encouraged to be self-empowered in our society, or any society, actually. And so there's a tendency to stuff your power. So in physics, when you take energy and squeeze it tighter and tighter and tighter, it actually begins generating heat. So if you've been stuffing your power most of your life, it generates heat in that pelvic area, which impacts the cellular structure, the chemical and hormonal balance as well, and allows other things to come in there. The most serious form of pelvic difficulty would be a hysterectomy, where a woman's power is taken away from her, her reproductive organs. So this year for you is an 8 year. Last year was a 7. It was about stepping into your power. Let go of your expectations this year. Be more compassionate with yourself. Let go of emotional and sentimental attachments. Don't be afraid to step into your power. You came here with wisdom and knowledge and expertise. Don't be afraid to use it. But you need to walk your talk and show people that you're living what you say. And so when they see that, they believe you, and then they'll want to follow. And that's what makes you the leader. Okay?
All right, sounds good. We'll let her weigh in, and I'll give you the feedback in a little bit. Okay, I found one of the missing ones here, so let's find them. They've been waiting a long time. Hi, 504, you're on the air. What is your first name, and where are you calling from? Hi.
Hi, it's Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, so I go by Debbie, and it's 212.
Okay.
Great. Deborah.
Yes.
First of all, I'm going to tell you, don't go by Debbie.
Really?
I'm doing something real quick. I just want to make sure, because it's been a while since I did this. Set for 11, 21, 27. Yeah. Deborah is an 8. Okay. Deborah is a leader, organizer, and orchestrator. Debbie can be a 9, a little emotional, a little dramatic, not really getting the recognition you want.
Okay.
The E as the first vowel in your name, but not the first letter. If you're not in a relationship, when you date, you would make your partners perform what I call the 12 feats of Hercules. They have to perform 12 impossible tasks to prove they're worthy of being with you. And it's not about sex. Now,
I am in one, but he would probably agree with you. I don't know.
Okay. You need to be very careful, because you're very susceptible to flattery. Now, when I take your month and day of birth, 2/12, again, being born in February, there's that parent thing, and 2 and 12 make 14. 14 is called a karmic number, and 1 and 4 make 5. So basically, you want to do what you want, when you want, where you want, anytime, anywhere. If one jelly bean is good, 2 are better. Hey, you know what? Give me the bag. Give me that box. I'm going to buy the factory. You have a tendency to go to excess, whether it's excess rigidity, excess flexibility. This year for you is a brand new beginning, a 5 year for everybody. Is halfway through the cycle. And so the universe is giving you an opportunity to make a new start. It's also a year to be a lot more physical, whether it's exercise or in your intimacy. If you're not in a relationship, don't expect to start one until late October, because everything else is going to be short term. You have a tendency.
I'm already in.
Then don't worry about it. Okay. You'd be more physically active. The year that you're in is a 23-5. It's very important to stay focused, speak up, get some help, let go of attachments, really stay focused, get done whatever it is you've been doing so you can move on and get started again. But you really need to work on communication skills, I think. Are you married? Is that your relationship?
No.
Okay. The only reason I ask is I think it's under exercises. The day you're married is the purpose of your relationship, and the day you got divorced is the reason it didn't work. That's the only reason you asked the question. You said a relationship. So anyway, the day you get married is very important for anybody. Call me when you decide to. It just determines the purpose of the relationship. And if you both work at it, then the marriage will last until you both leave the planet.
Okay. Can you tell me if I'm in a bad, like, I have a bad neighbor. Do you see me moving or him moving?
Well,
I'm in a duplex.
By the end of this year, with the six coming, real estate is available. If you wanted to move, you could probably get the price you want for your house and not have difficulty selling it. Or if you're really clear about what you're looking for, you can move.
Okay.
All right. But if
all
you
right.
do move, I would hang out in that neighborhood to get to know my potential neighbors.
Yeah.
And ask the universe for help and giving me guidance.
Okay.
Okay, Deborah. Well, thank you for calling
thank you.
In. And
thank you.
Is this your first time?
No, I think it's been a long time, though.
Oh, welcome back. Do you want to have me mute you on the switchboard, or do you want to hang up and listen through the computer?
Mute me if there's not too many callers, yeah.
No, it's stable.
Oh, okay.
Not too crazy at the moment. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, the next one is it's one of those 1111111111. So we will say the phone lines open up for you. And what is your name and where are you calling from?
Just like that. She just does that. She right. acts that way. She
yeah.
Hello.
Don't worry about. But then.
Hello.
But then. Right.
Okay, I don't think they know they're on the air. I'm gonna just mute them back up here. Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, and I don't see them there now. Okay, so here we go. 309. Okay, well, some of them are not on there now. I think it's coming to me, so I guess I'll do one. Love to. It's Claire. It's for relationships. Claire, Claire is my middle name. And it's 4/7, so it's April 7th.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay, Claire. For a middle name, I'm assuming it's Claire.
Yes.
Okay. With a month and day of birth of 4/7, that comes out to be an achievement number of 11/2. 11 is the first of the master numbers. You can actually see the way things ought to be, but you're not always given the power or the opportunity to make them like that. The fact that you were born the fourth month, very logical, could be stubborn, may even be a procrastinator. And the seventh day, if you procrastinate, it's because you don't want to be judged by other people to be less than what you know you are. Were you called shy or timid as a child? Did you have any upper respiratory problems or stiffness in your neck?
Yes. I'd get the usual colds and stuff up there. That's largely gone now, but, definitely the cough, the cold, the allergies,
okay.
Had a lot of seasonal allergies, pollen
okay.
and things.
What what that had to do with was your month and day of birth, 4/7, equaling 11, and knowing the way it ought to be, there was a hypersensitivity. You're basically an empath. You need to learn to put up
screens. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I've learned how to control it or work with it. But, yeah, and I was shy but also outgoing, oddly. I could be very extroverted but also very introverted just to felt if I felt safe, you know. So.
Right. That, well, that's the 7. You have a lot of issues of trust and skepticism when it comes to people. You're more of an observer than a participant. And 3, 6, 1, 7, 5. When it comes to making changes, you're a little apprehensive unless you're absolutely confident you're not going to be caught off guard or appear foolish or be embarrassed by somebody. This year is a 20/2 year for you. All about partnerships, first with spirit, then with the universe. And what I would like to recommend to people, I believe it's coming up in another week or so, is a new moon. And I highly recommend that you marry yourself. There's an article on the website in the article section called The 4 Phases of Growth. And in that, it gives you a sample of some of the words and an exercise you can do first to rebalance your ego and soul. To reintegrate yourself, it takes about 3 minutes. It's that easy. And then secondly, another exercise later on that shows you how to marry yourself. If you marry yourself, give yourself a piece of jewelry, a trinket, a stone, a rock, a piece of wood, anything that's meaningful to you. And then make yourself your first priority. Do what you love. Stop doing to be loved or keeping other people happy. It doesn't leave anything but this disappointment.
Oh, I totally agree about that. I think I'm much less than I was in the past because, you know, a lot of that comes with wisdom, I think, and, you know, aging and wisdom. One other real quick thing before we go on to more people. I have heard it's a good year for mating, not only just the age I'm, which I hope I don't have to say on the air that I am, but it just other people have come up with that, that it is a good year for actual, I mean, we're talking regular, you know, like marriage and mating and that kind of thing.
If you're in a 2-year or a 6-year, if your month and day of birth reduces to 2 or your month and day of birth reduces to 6, they are ideal years for beginning and or ending of relationships.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But you're in a 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go over to the switchboard again, and you can open up 765. You're on the air. Is this Genesis?
It sure is.
I thought I recognized that phone number. Well, it's actually Jennifer, but she goes by Genesis in the chat room. So do you want to use your first name and your birthday or your middle name? What would you like to do?
Jennifer Sue 102457. I'll take whatever comes through.
Okay.
Okay. Hi Jennifer. Okay, with your birthday of 10/24, that makes 34, 3 and 4 makes 7. You've always got 5 plans, 4 backup, 3 crisis, 2 emergency, a worst-case scenario, throw everything out of the last second, do something impulsive and go, shoot, why don't I trust myself? And the reason you don't trust yourself is you don't want to make a mistake, be criticized or embarrassed by other people's opinions. Don't care about them. They're all your employees. Anybody that criticizes you, they're on your payroll. You're paying them big bucks. To do this. So stop worrying about them. Are you feeling tired across your upper chest by any chance?
Yes, very much so.
Mm. You're in a 7-year. This is probably the most difficult of the 9 years in the whole cycle. This year, the universe comes and puts his arm around you and says, Jennifer, come with me, honey. We're going to go sit over here in this orchard, and I'm going to surround you with these beautiful aromatic fruit trees with the most delicious fruit you'll ever eat. But Jennifer, you can only have what falls in your lap or rolls within your grasp. You cannot get up and go after it. You cannot ask somebody to bring it to you. This is a year for you to demonstrate not only patience, but faith that what you want will come to you. By September 25th, midnight, no later, you must have a list of all the things you want the universe to bring you when your new cycle starts in 3 years' time. I don't care if it's a house in the mountains and one at the beach, your own private jet, a trip to the moon. It doesn't matter. If you want it, put it on the list before midnight. Read it out loud to the universe. Send the vibration out. And then either burn the list or attach it to a helium balloon and let it go up into the atmosphere.
I think I'll do both.
There you go. This 34 of your achievement number, a tendency to procrastinate at times, tied into feelings of inadequacy. Once you can overcome this, then the 3 makes you a visionary that's downloading directly from spirit. And the 4, you can implement these visions and make them into reality. A natural teacher, a philosopher, an analyst, a medium, a mystic, somebody that needs to take things apart and put them back together again. In the past, think if you couldn't do something exactly right the way you thought it should be, you would not do it. Not because you're a perfectionist, but because it's easier to be called lazy than stupid. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
You can do anything, Nefer. You just have to have faith and let go of control. I'm telling you, you don't want to be the Messiah. You never get to watch TV. You can't go out for ice cream. You never have a minute alone. People always want to be saved. You don't want that job.
I don't.
So let it. It's not your movie. This is your mantra, and everybody else that's listening tonight, it's not your movie. Everybody has a name and a birthday. Everybody has a life, no matter what you know. They're not like you. They're not going to react like you, so don't expect them to. They have their own movie. Don't jump in and try and fix it. And when somebody asks for help, Jennifer, like, I'm thirsty, can I have a glass of water? Don't pick up a 6-inch fire hose and blow their head off, because you're going to give them anything they've ever needed. Just in case you're not there when they need you, give them a cup of water. If you think they're thirsty, offer a second cup. If they turn it down, ask a second time. If they turn it down again, you're done. Stop trying to get validated, appreciated, and thanked by other people. Not your job.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's very, very
great reading, Jennifer.
Yes,
so it
is.
So I put you back on mute, sweetie, or do you want me to hang you up since you're in the
chat
room?
No, go ahead and, you know what, go ahead and just hang me up. I'll listen online from this point on. Thank you so much,
great.
Michael.
Good to hear.
Thank you, Allie.
Good to hear your voice. We have to get in touch again soon. Okay, so have a great week. Bye.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. And we have Becky in the chat room. I've got a birth date of 12/17/1965. Becky spelled the usual way.
Okay. Is your first name Rebecca or is it Becky?
Oh, this will need that. So, Becky, weigh in as soon as possible. Otherwise, go ahead and do that. I'm going to go back to the phone to get, let's go over and have Ellen here while we're waiting for Becky.
Let me just talk to her about your birthday, or we can come back to her, either one.
Okay. You know what? I don't see Ellen there anymore. Oh, there she is. Should we just come back? Why don't we just, because it takes sometimes a little while to get back. Hi, Ellen. She's 917 in New York. Ellen, hi.
Hi, Alessandra. How are you?
I'm good. Alejandra. So, birth date for Michael? Or
yes.
Question?
What's your birthday?
May 26, 1956.
Okay, got it. Do you grind your teeth, Ellen?
I don't think so. I think I used to, but I don't think I do it anymore.
Okay. And I'm not asking if you had this. It's just a general statement that goes with the number 4. Sometimes they have constipation issues. And if they grind their teeth or have constipation issues, 4s have control issues. You have the, first of all, let me start just with the E. It makes you very appealing to the opposite sex. You're very sensuous in your appearance, not sexy. And so if you look out the corner of your eye, you always check yourself. You'll be, people are looking at you from both sexes. 5 and 26 make 31. 3 and 1 is 4. The positive part, you can be an innovative visionary, making your visions into reality, but you had to overcome, 1, your lack of confidence, 3, your feelings of inadequacy, and 4, your tendency to procrastinate by getting lost in minutiae or details or wanting everything absolutely right the way it's supposed to be. There's a tendency to know what everybody else wants, but you get frustrated that nobody knows what you want, and that's because you don't always speak up. Because of your intuitiveness, you know everything that everybody else wants. You also get a little frustrated, but don't always express it. I think a tendency to internalize it, which can manifest itself in your nervous system. That makes sense?
Yes.
This year for you is a 40/4 year. It's all about work. You won't get a break until August. You've been working for 3 years for this to happen. It started maybe in the last quarter of last year. Now there's a lot of things that require your attention and effort. This is all about work. It's a great time to make your ideas known and to have the confidence to move forward with it. You can make it into reality. Okay?
Hey. Wow. Big year. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Ellen. I'll put you back on mute, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I think we could probably get a couple more in, and that's probably all we have anyway. So let me go over to switchboard again. 229, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia. My birthday is Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, can you say the birth date again?
9/10/60.
Okay. Hello, Melvin.
Melvin, yes, sir.
Okay, Melvin, there's a tendency with the ME for you to take your identity for what you do for other people. Your birthday, September 10th, comes out to be a 19, the ninth month on the 10th day. 19 is a karmic number. It indicates when things are going your way, you're like Mother Teresa. There's not a nicer, sweeter person on the planet. But if they're not going your way, you flip right over to Attila the Hun, you have a scorched earth policy, and you don't give 2 cents for anybody. You're here to be a leader and let go of control. Stop doing for people so that you're loved, appreciated, and thanked, and step into this place of being the leader, initiator, paradigm shifter. You like doing things for other people, but ask yourself, are you doing this to be loved or maintain control? And if it's either one of those, it's not the real reason for doing it. Do it only because you love it, Melvin.
Right.
All right. The M as your first letter makes you a manipulator. That's a statement, not a judgment. You know how to get people to do things. So be a better communicator and take that position of leadership. This is a brand new year, brand new cycle, brand new 9-year cycle. You're in a 1 year. So whatever you decided 3 years ago you wanted to do with your life, get started with it now. Okay?
Okay. Yes, and that
okay,
is coaching football.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you take care. We'll do back on mute and try to get two more in under the wire here. But thanks
okay.
for calling. And we'll go to 678. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Alejandra. This is Susie, but my name is Susan, and my birth date is 12/2/1959.
Okay.
Okay.
Susan, how are you?
Okay.
Let me start with the S. You're seldom satisfied. You're always trying to make things better, but with your month and day of birth being 12/2, coming out to 14, you're always in a hurry. And I think trying to control things, and if you can't, then you'll procrastinate and put it off. The U is your first vowel, but not the first letter. indicates that there could be some anger or frustration under the surface when you don't get it your way or it doesn't happen quickly enough. You need to slow down, dot your I, cross your T, make sure things are solid, and then move on. Every 12 to 18 months, anybody with a 5 birthday, like Deborah as an example, wants to do what they want, when they want, where they want, anytime, anywhere. They're basically messengers. Don't worry about whether or not people understand or get what you're talking about. Just deliver the message and move on, whatever it is that you're doing. Communication is very clear. Speaking up in a timely fashion is very important. Your first name comes out to be a 2, and so you have a tendency to want to do things for people, but basically on your terms, because the SU is a 4-2 combination, indicating that your parents probably had a strong belief system. Whether they were hippies or religious fundamentalists, they believed their way was the right way. And you find people to be inconsistent, not reliable. That's why you like to do things on your own. You can get it done much quicker. Okay?
That is very true. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Susan. Have a great week. And we'll take one last one we have. This is getting them all. All right, 856, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hi, are you? It's Rosemaria, actually with the 2 A's. It's New Jersey and birth date 12/31/74. Okay, so you may need to spell out the name for Michael there.
Rosamaria.
Okay.
Okay, so the R makes you intense. The first 9 years of your life, especially the ages of 1, 5, and 9, things were pretty intense for you. The O makes you a bit of a perfectionist because the S says you're seldom satisfied. The A makes you go up into your head. Then the R and I come and things are intense again, and then brand new beginnings come. You've had, I think, an up and down life. Your month and day of birth, 12/31, comes out to be 43. 4 and 3 makes 7. So you're right 99% of the time, but not 100. So to ease your heartache, and you have a lot of it because you're like a thumb and everybody else is a finger. You just never really fit in. You're not one of them, never have been, never will be. Become comfortable with who you are. And I'm supposed to tell you that you come from off planet. That's one of the reasons why it took so long to develop friendships with people. They just can't be relied or trusted upon, and they don't really understand you or know who you are. If you don't trust your intuition, if you make head-based decisions, they rarely, if ever, come out correctly. You're very intuitive, highly psychic. You need to trust what you're feeling. You're being given correct information, but you have to trust it. Go to the website and read the exercise on making the right decisions every time. You've always got multiple plans ready to go. You've got to learn, and then throw them out. Learn to trust what you feel. That A on the end of your name brings that, oh, shoot, almost said that word, all the time. Let it go. Let go of the fear. Let go of the abandonment issue. Read the first article in the article section on my website, awakener.com. It'll answer all your questions. Okay?
Cool. Wow, really something to end on. I love the fact that you said she's off planet there. That's really great.
Well,
she thinks so too.
Have I got a minute to give out an exercise?
Yeah, we can go over, and that's not a problem, but I will say goodbye to the chat room because they often don't hear it, but you can hear it on the archive, everyone. We really thank you for coming. The switchboard and online will still hear as we go over, so that's fine. So please, yes, give the exercise out.
Okay. Earlier I said get a pencil and paper. Here's the exercise. On the sheet of paper, draw a square about the size of a sticky note. That's all you need. And then on the left-hand side, beginning in the upper left-hand corner, write the number 1. In the middle, write the number 2. And just above the bottom, write the number 3. Next to number 1, put the letters L as in Larry, D as in David. That stands for loved doing it. Next to number two, put D as in David, L as in Larry. That stands for did, to be loved. Next to number three, put D as in David, C as in Charles. That stands for did, to be in control. So LD, did the love doing it, DL, did to be loved, and DC, did to be in control. You carry this piece of paper around with you for 3 days. After every interaction, whether it's on the phone, a text, an email, in person, or even a thought or a dream, as soon as that interaction is over, pull out the piece of paper and, being honest with yourself, put a little tick mark next to one of those three categories concerning this current interaction. Did you just do it to be loved or maintain control, or did you love doing it? At the end of 3 days, count up all the little tick marks, and you're going to see what your basic behavior pattern is all about. If you want to change it, call me, and I'll tell you who you're here to be and what you're here to do and what gets in your way. Thank you, Alejandra.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful show with you, Michael. Let's not wait so long next time to have you back. You have so much to offer. So, everyone, you can reach him at the Arizona phone number of 561-866-5479. Again, write this down, 561-866-5479. He is at awakener28@gmail.com. Website he's mentioned, and I have a few times, www.awakener.com. Sounds like, and I've been over to it before, lots to look at, lots to do. So I want to thank you so much for coming, Michael, and we definitely need to have you on well before another year. So
absolutely.
It was great.
I'm ready.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
You.
Well, I'm ready again to have you next week. So, again, we thank all of our listeners, and we wish you a wonderful, wonderful week, and namaste.
You have been listening to Healing with the Rainbow Rays with your host, Alejandra. We appreciate you as a listener and invite you to return to future shows on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Alejandra can be contacted by email at alejandra7777@yahoo.com. She also has three fan sites on Facebook: Healing with the Rainbow Rays, Accelerated Manifesting, and Rainbow Dolphin Pod Healing. Alejandra can be followed on Twitter at Alejandra7777. For information about her private sessions, ongoing classes, webinars, and speaking engagements, please visit her website at www.colorhealing.com. Namaste.